很喜悦读经，喜悦读教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace on my brothers and sisters at Israel's Church。
感谢神，今天小弟能够回到这里跟大家一起来聚会，愿主耶稣基督祝福我们。
And we thank God that I have the chance to return to have service with all of you, and may God bless all of us。
过去的这个一个月、一个多月当中呢，小弟被连总才派到南美洲阿根廷跟智利去协助那里的圣工。
In the past month, I was sent by the IA to help out the holy work in South America, Chile, and
Argentina.
In Argentina.
在那里协助那里的神学训练班，一起在那边他们开了一次的灵恩布道会。
And I was assisting with their theological program as well as a spiritual convocation held.
那从年底离开我们这里到现在已经一个多月了。
And it's been almost a month since I left Cerritos Church at the end of the year.
那个新年已经过了一个月。
And it's already a month past the new year.
那时间过得很快，我们现在已经是二月快要中旬了。
And time truly passes really fast. Now it's already the middle of February.
等一下转眼之间可能又是十二月了。
And when you turn around, it will be December again.
所以我们每一次的安息日呢，就是一个很重要的机会，来让我们思想我们每一天到底在做什么事。
It is why every Sabbath is a very important chance for us to examine, ask ourselves, what is it that we have done and what we do in our daily lives.
我们弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们心里想想看，到现在为止，今天你到底做了什么事？
For all the brothers and sisters, if you think to yourself right now, what is it that you have done throughout this whole week?
那你现在所做的事，如果能不能够在神面前，让神觉得说你做的是一件好事？
And of all the things you have done, can you have a clear conscience, or can God commend the things you have done as a good thing?
或者神会说，哎，你做这件事情不好。
Or perhaps God will tell you that you have not done a good thing.
那因为每天我们每个人都做很多事，
Because each day we do many things,
我们可能也讲很多话，
we may also say many words,
但不见得每一件事情都是神喜悦的事，
But we know not necessarily everything we do is pleasing to God.
因此我们在信仰过程当中，我们一定要常常去思考，然后去反省。
Therefore, in our journey of faith, we need to always examine and reflect upon ourselves.
那今天晚上呢，想要用你做的是什么事这题目跟大家 来查考，要根据创世纪里面的信息。
And therefore, this evening, I'd like to use the topic, what is it you have done for mutual encouragement according to a passage in Genesis.
我们教会从上个月开始，我们每天如果读一章圣经呢，我们三年三个月之后，我们就可以把整个圣经读过一次。
Starting from January, if we follow according to the Bible reading schedule, reading one chapter a day, then within 3 years, you read through the Bible once.
那我们这个月开始，上个月开始到现在，应该是在读创世纪。
And starting from last month until now, we are reading the book of Genesis.
不知道弟兄姐妹有没有跟着这个进度在读经？
I'm not sure if all of you are following this Bible study schedule.
如果今天应该是在读创世纪第四十一章的样子。
If you are following until today, we should be reading Genesis chapter 41.
希望我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够跟着我们教会的读经进度在读经啊。
Hopefully, all of the brothers and sisters may follow this schedule to read along with the Bible.
那我们在聚会的当中，我们从我们所读的圣经里面来想想看。更深入想想一些我们所读过的情节。
In the services, we utilize what we have read to think about what is it that we have learned.
那这样三年之后，我们对圣经里面所有的道理应该都会很熟悉的。
Then after 3 years, we should all be very familiarized with all the teachings in the Bible.
当我们对道理真理明白的时候，我们就不会受迷惑。
And when we have an understanding of the truth, we will not be deceived.
那我们在读创世纪的时候，创世纪如果我们仔细看，你会看到这句话重复出现好多次。
If you read the book of Genesis, if you study it closely, you will realize the statement has appeared several times.
就是你做的是什么事呢？
And that statement is, what is it that you have done?
你向我做的是什么事？
What is it that you have done toward me?
这句话可以是神问人说的。
We can say this is what God has asked men.
有时候是人对人问的话。
Oftentimes, this is also something a man would ask a man.
那有时候是人故意去问的，他去要试验一个人。
But some other times, this is something that men will intentionally ask someone else.
在创世纪里面，应该至少有六次或八次。
Within the book of Genesis, the statement question appeared at least 7 times.
我们可以自己找找看，我们所读过的创世纪里面。
And you can try to search of all the passages you have read.
有七次的信息是讲这一句话哦，你向我做的是什么事？
There are seven scriptures that dwell upon this question of what is it that you have done.
那我们今天晚上先来看创世纪第三章。
And this evening, let's first turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
这件事情我们都很熟悉，是始祖他们犯罪的经过。
We know the story very well. This is the downfall of our ancestor.
那这句话是神问夏娃的话。
This is a question that God had asked Eve.
我们看三章的十三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 13.
主神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
And 13, then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is it that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
那神对女人这样说之前，其实是已经先向男人说了，这样亚当说了。
Before God said this to the woman, He had already said to the man, Adam.
因为神那时候呼叫亚当，对他说：“你在哪里？”
At that time, God called out to the man, saying, "Where are you?"
结果。第十节，亚当说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕了，因为我是赤身露体的，我便藏了。”
Verse 10, he said, "I heard you in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
那神就说了：“那谁告诉你是赤身露体的呢？莫非你是吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”
And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
十二节
，Verse 12,
那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人。”他把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
And the man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
那所以这一句话他讲完之后，神转头就对女人说：“那你做的是什么事？”
Therefore, after the man said this, God turned to the woman and asked, "What is it that you have done?"
因为亚当他说：“你是给我跟我同事那个女人，她把果子给我吃，那我就吃，很自然呢、啊。”
Because Adam said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me the fruit, and I naturally ate it."
那表示说，现在神十三节问女人说：“你做什么事？你怎么会把这个果子拿去给亚当吃呢？”
So in return, God turned and asked the woman, "What is it that you have done? Why did you give the fruit to Adam to eat?"
那女人的回答就是：“因为蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
And the response of the woman said, "The servant deceived me, so I ate it."
所以我们所看到的是。第十二节那个亚当，他是听妻子的话，而忘记了神的吩咐了。
So we can see Adam, as recorded in verse 12, he listened to the words of his wife and had forgotten about God's words.
然后第十三节，这个女人她听的是蛇的话。
And as for verse 13, this woman listened to the words of the serpent.
她当时候也忘记了。忘了神的警告，很严厉的警告。
At that time, she had also forgotten about the severe warnings, reminders from God.
所以我们就看到说，亚当听夏娃的话，夏娃听魔鬼的话。
So we can see Adam listened to Eve, and Eve listened to Satan.
那最后我们都知道，这个罪就这样子进入了这个世界。
Until the end, we know this is how sin entered into this world.
然后我们今天所有的世人就在这个罪里面。遭受很大的苦楚了。
It is for this reason that today all of us men live in suffering the sin.
那所以夏娃做的是什么事
？So what is it that Eve had done?
神这样子问他的时候，
他
并没有很明确跟他说他做了什么事啊。
When God questioned her in this manner, he did not specify what she had done.
他其实做了被蛇引诱的事吗
？And in fact, she had done something of being deceived by the serpent.
那结果就是得罪神的事。
And the consequence is to go against God.
最后就是被赶出伊甸园。
Until the end, they were cast out of Eden.
离开了神的面。
And departed from the face of God.
那这件事情其实是很严重的。
In fact, this was a very serious matter.
今天夏娃、始祖他们在伊甸里面所经过的事情，我们在聚会当中常常被提出来想啊，去得教训。
We know today what our ancestors, what Eve or Adam had gone through, are often brought up as a reminder for us today.
我们要怎么样从夏娃他所犯的错误里面去得到警惕，然后我们不会重犯错误，这是我们今天很重要的一个学习。
But the most important learning for us today is how can we learn from the mistakes of Adam and Eve and not to commit the same.
那我们要能够不犯错误，像夏娃一样，是一定要常常警醒，要常常记住神的话。
And to be always watchful and not to sin like Eve, we must always be watchful of God's words.
那我们也需要能够很警醒的知道说，那个恶可能就 常常在我们的身边想要引诱我们。
We also need to be very watchful to know that the sin may be around us and constantly trying to tempt us.
第三章开始就记载这个夏娃她被蛇引诱的过程，我们都很熟悉的。
The beginning of chapter 3 records the process of how Eve was tempted by the serpent.
那如果我们看这个夏娃犯罪的这个步骤当中呢，第一件事情就是这个蛇主动的去跟夏娃讲话。
If you study the process in which Eve was tempted, then you can see the initial step as the serpent spoke to Eve.
他主动的跟他说话，然后这个女人就是跟他对话。
And the serpent took the initiative to speak to the woman, and the woman responded and conversed with the serpent.
然后最后这个蛇跟女人就这样子一来一往，就讲了很多话。这个时候，这个夏娃她对神命令的这个漏洞就出现了。
And after that, they started to converse, and through their conversation, the woman Eve started to form a loophole for the words of God.
所以，如果我们看夏娃她犯罪的过程当中呢，我们要很小心的，就是不要跟恶对话。
Yeah, if you read through the process of her sinning, then you will learn that never converse or communicate with sin.
因为现在当蛇要去跟夏娃讲话的时候，它本身就有一个目的，它就是要去骗他。
Because right here, when the serpent is to converse or talk, speak with Eve, he had an intention that is to deceive her.
但是夏娃她并没有警觉说这个蛇跟她讲话就是要有什么诡诈在当中的。
However, Eve was not watchful in knowing that the serpent was trying to deceive her.
啊，其实如果我们只是想想，这个在伊甸园里面，蛇它会讲人的话，跟夏娃讲话。
But if you think about a serpent in the Garden of Eve, Eden could speak the words of men.
那如果是我们弟兄姐妹，你是在夏娃的位置上，你会觉得很奇怪。
Today, if you are in the place of in the shoes of Eve, you may think of it as very bizarre.
他有蛇跟你说话，然后你就跟他说话了。
And today, if a serpent speaks to you, then you will speak back to the serpent.
那正常的情况下，应该是会很警觉的。
And in a normal circumstance, you should be very watchful.
或者有可能当时候，因为我们现在看圣经，我们也不知道以前发生什么事。但是我们是就是这样看圣经，发现应该圣经里面没有记载其他的动物会跟人讲话。
Even though we do not know what exactly happened back then, but according to the recordings of the Bible, we can see that animals did not converse with men back then.
那我们现在回头，我们现在来看这件事情，我们知道说那是因为魔鬼在当中，所以这个蛇才会讲话的。
But when we look back to the incident, we know Satan's work was within, therefore the serpent spoke.
那可是当时候夏娃她并没有那个警觉说，现在蛇她所讲的话，我要小心。
But at that time, he was not watchful in knowing that Satan or the serpent was speaking to her.
那所以现在敌暗我明哈，就是人家对方他跟你讲话的时候，他是有一个目的。他就是想要套你的话，但是我们可能就被套出去了。
And now it is clear that the enemy or the others who are speaking to you has intent, and we have slipped.
所以现在恶有时候为想要骗我们的时候，我们一定要自己要警觉。
This is why at times when sin is trying to deceive us, we must be watchful.
哥林多后书第十一章这样说，我们看哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章
2 Corinthians chapter 11
如果我们看第十三节
Let's read verse 13
哥林多后书十一章十三节说那等人是假使徒行事诡诈装作基督使徒的模样十四节
Verse 14
这也不足为怪因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使第十五节
15
所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役也不算稀奇他们的结局必然照着他们的行为那这里这段圣经讲到魔鬼会装作光明的天使。
And here says Satan will disguise himself as an angel of light.
那所以外表看你看不出来。
So he may not be able to discern in appearance.
但是如果仔细看他行事他说的话大概就可以发现是不一样的。
But if you observe his doing and his deeds and words then you will tell the difference.
所以当时候保罗他写信给哥林多教会的信徒要他们小心防备。
At that time, Paul wrote to the members at the church of Corinth to be watchful.
因为如果向神的心呢不纯呢、啊，可能就偏移邪，像夏娃被骗一样。
Because if they do not hold a genuine or sincere heart toward God, then they will be deceived like Eve was deceived.
第十一章第三节。
And chapter 11, verse 3.
就是保罗他说，我只怕你们的心或偏移邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃一样。
3. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
所以今天这个魔鬼装作光明的天使，用很多的面貌呈现在我们当中的。
Therefore, today Satan will disguise in different appearances as the angel of light amongst us.
那所以今天对这个魔鬼的作为，我们如果 你了解的时候，我们就会小心了。
Therefore, today, if we have a clear understanding of the work of Satan, then we will be watchful.
特别在这个末世的时候，有很多让我们迷惑的事情会出现。
And we know, especially in the end of time, in the end days, there are many things that will confuse us or deceive us.
包括在真耶稣教会里面。
Especially or including within our true Jesus Church.
当我还在南美洲的时候，收到几个电子邮件。
And when I was still in South America, I received a few emails.
这个电子邮件在讲说，2012年应该就是主耶稣再来的年份了。
And I, within the email, the title says, 2012 is the year that Lord Jesus will come again.
那看起来这个电子邮件应该是不知道是谁发的，不过它是用了一个名字，那。 看起来好像是跟真耶稣教会有关系的。
And we do not know who sent this email, but it seems from the name that it is, this person is related to Jesus Church.
那这个电子邮件里面他讲说，在巴西圣保罗有一个姐妹，她六年前，几年前她做了一个异梦，一个异象。
And within this email, mentions that there was a sister in Brazil, St. Paul, that 6 years ago she had a dream and a vision.
然后他就描述，他就怎么算，主耶稣再来的日子，就是应该是今年。
And she had described in her vision, she saw how she could calculate, estimate that this year is a year that Lord Jesus will come again.
但是后来，因为这个人物呢是在南美洲的一个信徒。
But this member actually resides in South America.
那我们在南美洲的传道呢，就去因为认识我们这个姐妹呢，就去查证。 这到底怎么一回事?
So the minister in South America knows his sister, so she went and tried to verify this vision.
因为他所提到这个姐妹是一样，我们有这个姐妹的这个名字是没有错的。
And because his sister does exist.
但是这个姐妹她并没有这个异梦，她也没有看到这个异象。
But the thing is, the sister never had a dream or had a vision.
所以后来证实，她这个 email 所传出的信息是捏造的。
But it was proven that what this what was mentioned or brought up in this email was false, made up.
可能有一些人他有一些特殊的目的。
And so we can say perhaps some people have certain intent.
那有时候会让我们弟兄姐妹教会当中弟兄姐妹造成混淆。
And that will cause confusion amongst the brothers and sisters.
那所以今天在这个末世的时候，很多事情会发生。
This is why in this end time many things will happen.
那你看这个。 夏娃被蛇引诱是在伊甸园里面的。
And if you can see, Eve was tempted and deceived by Satan in the Garden of Eden.
那在伊甸园里面有神跟他们同在，神常常跟他们对话，应该是很平安的一个环境啊。
And we can say God often abided and conversed with them within the Garden of Eden, so that shouldn't have been a very safe place.
但是始祖犯罪却是在伊甸乐园里面的。
But we found our ancestors sinning within this garden.
那所以我们今天在真教会里面呢。
So likewise, today we're in the true Jesus Church.
有些人受迷惑是在教会当中受迷惑的。
And some people become deceived within the church.
今天如果我们跟其他的基督徒在谈道理的时候，
And today, if we're speaking of the truth or discussing with other Christians,
其他他们所讲的这个道理合不合圣经？如果我们真理熟悉的话，我们应该可以分辨出来的。
And if you're familiar with our truth, then you'll be able to discern whether the truth that they speak of is true or not.
特别是我有人说，西里。 无关紧要，只是一个形式嘛，加入信耶稣一个记号而已。
For example, some Christians may say that baptism is merely a formality or a sign or a symbol of believing in Christ.
但是对我们真教会的信徒来说，我们都很清楚洗礼是为什么。
But for us in the true church, we know very well what the function of baptism is.
如果有人说得圣灵，就是信的时候就有了。
If some people proclaim that you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe,
我们今天每一个得过圣灵的人，我们都知道得圣灵怎么一回事。
Then for all of us who have received the Holy Spirit, we know what is going on.
所以像这些事情，我们都不会混淆的，我们都很清楚。
And we know on these matters, we will never be deceived or confused.
但是有一些在教会里面的一些信息，却会让人觉得说，哎，教会到底怎么一回事呢？
But there are certain messages where we may be confused as to what is going on within the church.
那特别其实是因为对人的关系，有人的因素在你当中。
And we know all these may be related or may be caused by men.
那这个跟人有关系的，就是要造成教会的分化。
And whatever is related or caused by men is to cause divisions
amongst
the brethren.
要让人跟人之间的关系破裂了。
And that would destroy the relationship between members.
让教会的向心力失落。
And we will lose that focus.
那所以，其实今天很多迷惑人的事情在我们当中的时候，我们要小心了。
And therefore, when we find many things of matters of deception amongst us, we must be extra careful.
因为小弟所说到那个电子邮件呢，他竟然说，你如果同意以上所分析的，那请你把它传给越多人越好，让大家都知道说主耶稣快来了。
Because in the email I receive actually says, if you believe all the things written above, then please send this email out to as many people as possible, telling them that the Lord is coming.
当我们看到这句话的时候，我们就要小心了。
But when I read upon this, we must be watchful.
因为这可能就是一个迷惑。
Because that might be a deception.
我们可能就变成一个是散布不实消息的人物。
Then we may become a tool or channel used to spread this false news.
那所以同样的，有些事情教会在教会里的电子邮件信徒当中，现在会在流传。
Now likewise, there are different emails or things that are circulating amongst the emails.
会让我们对教会的一些人事问题会产生疑惑，说为什么会这样子？
And that might cause doubt or confusion to our faith and ask what is going on within the church.
但其实有些跟人有关系的事情，除非那个当事人之外，很多人都不知道真实的事情来龙去脉是怎么一回事的。
But in fact, these matters are related or pertaining to certain personnel, and in fact, we do not know what had happened.
所以当我们看到这样的信息的时候，我们就要小心。
So when we read upon these kind of news, we must be careful.
因为这个可能就是魔鬼的迷惑。
Because that might be the deception of Satan.
那我们看亚当、夏娃他们在伊甸园里面，他们被迷惑的时候，他们是人跟人的关系就开始不一样了。
And we can see when Adam and Eve they were deceived, the relationship between men and men started to transform, started to change.
亚当他之前看到夏娃的时候说：“你是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。”
And before when Adam saw Eve, he said, "You are the flesh of my flesh."
但是现在他吃了这个不该吃的这个善恶树上果实之后，他说：“这是你赐给我跟我同居的女人了。”
But after he ate of that fruit, he said to God that this is a woman that you have put here with me.
他那个夫妻之间的感情就不见了。
And we can see that relationship between the spouses have been lost.
这个是人类关系的破裂开始。
And that is a destruction of man's relationship.
那夏娃她是跟蛇对话，她当然就输了。
And when the woman conversed with the serpent, of course she lost.
因为当人跟恶对话之后就是做朋友，因为你跟一个人对话就是做朋友。
And once a person start to converse with sin, then you're befriending the sin.
那跟恶做朋友，最后的结果就是会质疑神的话语。
And the consequence of befriending with sin is that you will doubt and you will question God's words.
所以我们看蛇怎么引诱夏娃。
So we can see how the serpent deceived Eve.
因为蛇他先扭曲神的话语。
First of all, the serpent twisted the words of God.
那开始。这个时候，如果夏娃她不警觉的话，她就已经输了。
Very beginning, if Eve was not watchful, then she had lost from the very beginning.
因为她已经搞混了，说到底神说的是怎么一回事？是说这个样还是那样
？For she was already lost or confused as to what exactly God had commanded them.
因为神本来的意思就是你们吃的日子必定死。
And God's original intent is to tell them the day you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die.
但是现在魔鬼说你吃的日子不一定死。
But the serpent said, when you eat of the fruit, you will not surely die.
那现在到底是要听魔鬼的话，听蛇的话，还是神的话？到底哪一个是对的
？So now shall I listen to the words of God or words of Satan, and which is correct, which is not?
那当然，我们知道我们现在所看到的事后去回顾，就知道说夏娃犯罪的原因之一就是她质疑神的话。
But now when we look back, we know the reason why Eve has sinned is because she questioned the words of God.
如果我们看一下《哥林多后书》第十章，刚才 哥林多后书第十章。
If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 10,
刚才我们所看到第五节。
And verse 5.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第五十章我们看第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 5.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Verse 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
这里保罗他所提的信息是说，我们现在征战的兵器不是属血气的。
And the message that Paul emphasized here that the spiritual weapons that we use are not of the flesh.
它是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Rather is that we have the divine power of God to demolish strongholds.
要把人的心夺回，让他能顺服基督。
That will take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
所以不犯罪的前提就是能够顺服神了。
So the prerequisite to not sin is to be obedient to Christ.
那疑惑对神的话疑惑，接下来就是犯罪。
And we know what follows questioning or doubting the words of God is sinning.
所以我们所读过十一章的第三节，就是你看那个蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃，夏娃就犯罪了。
As we have read in chapter 11 verse 3, this is how Eve was deceived and ended up sinning.
那所以我们从夏娃她的见解当中，我们就看到我们要怎么样能够站得住，要记住神的话语。
So from Eve, we can come to this understanding of how to hold on to the words of God.
神的话不可以增添，也不可以删减。
We cannot add or delete any words from His words.
在启示录里面提到很清楚，其实在生命记里面也很多，神的命令是就是，所以不能够增加，认为这样不够，所以要加多一点，不必要。
And I'll clearly say it, whether in Revelation or Deuteronomy, that God's word, a yes is a yes, a no is a no.
那神的信息，神的命令就是很精炼的，就是说是不会很啰嗦，也不会说不够，不会的。
And we know the commandments and the instructions of God are very precise.
我们如果看箴言，
If we turn to the book of Proverbs,
三十章，
chapter 30,
箴言三十章，
Proverbs chapter 30,
我们请看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
第五节开始啊。
Let's read verse 5.
箴言三十章的第五节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5.
神的言语句句都是炼净的，投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。第六节。
Verse 6.
他的言语你不可加添，恐怕他责备你，你就显为说谎言的。五节六节。
Verse 5. Every word of God is flawless; he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Verse 6. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar.
神的话。神的言语都是炼净的，就是说都是很重要的精华。
You know, every word of God is flawless.
你看我们今天要进永生，我们所看的圣经就是这一本而已了。
And today for to enter into eternal life, the only book, the only Bible we read is this Bible.
在这一本神的书里面，我们如果看的去做，就我们就能够得救。
And within this book of God, if you read and follow, then you will be saved.
相对于其他信仰他们所读的经书哦，那我们真的是太幸福了。
In comparison to other books that people read in other religions, we truly are very blessed.
你看其他信仰，其他的宗教里面，他们很多书要读啊。
And if you look at other religions or denominations, they have many different books to read.
我自己的二伯，他是一贯道的很热心的信徒。
And for my own second uncle, he is a member of.
就是一贯道，就是。台湾的一个另外一个信一个宗教
，and he's a member of a religion in Taiwan.
他们就是认为五个教都是合一的，每一个信仰都是讲一样的事啊。
And their concept is that they believe there are five religions, they're all the same and they're all relative.
那其实他们是佛教里面的分出来的一个系统。
But in fact, they're a sect that had departed from Buddhism.
那他很认真来读他的信仰里面所告诉他的。经典
And he devotes a lot of time into the book or scriptures that are followed by his religion.
他读到眼睛都快不行了。
And he read those books until the point he almost lost his sight.
因为他说好多好多书要读啊，读不完呢。
For he told me there are numerous books that he has to read.
他花好多他的时间就在读他的信仰里面告诉他说这个很重要的，你一定要知道。
And he has spent so much of his time reading those books that are so important to him.
那个他的墙上的那个书架上好几排的书，他说都要读过。
And he has shelves full of books that he has to read.
我跟他说，你读完的时候眼睛大概瞎了。
And so I told him after you read all those books, you'll probably go blind.
但是最后可能也进不了神的国。
But even until the very end, you probably won't be
able to enter into
heaven. Is that worth it then?
但是当一个人他没有神的感动的时候，他就觉得说他这样做就是对的。
But we know when a person is not moved by the Spirit of God, they may feel what they're doing is worth it.
但是你看，我们今天神的话语，每一句话都是很精炼的。
But we can see today every word of God that we study is flawless.
我们今天很多弟兄姐妹就是拿着一个 iPhone, 一个 iPad, 圣经里面都有嘛。
And today, everybody, those who carry an iPhone or iPad, we all have the Bible within them.
有那个小的袖珍型的圣经，你就放在口袋里面的。
And there are also some pocket-sized Bibles that you can carry with you.
走到哪里去都可以读神的话语。
Wherever you go, you can read the words of God.
那这些神的道理一遍一遍的重复读，你都会有新的感受。
If you, every time you read the words of God, you have different experiences and reflections.
那跟这个其他的信仰里面的经书，那个就好像好几牛车要载的那个书，真的是差很多。
And it's very, indeed, very different compared to all the other books that you they have to read.
所以神的话语，今天如果我们明白了之后，我们去做它。
And therefore, today, after we have understand God's words and to carry them out,
那我们他就神就成我们的盾牌。
And God will become our shield.
那神的话语，我们就可以从里面得到力量。
And we will be able to regain strength from and power from His words.
今天好多人，他们在生命当中所遭遇的每一件事情，他们从圣经里面都得到安慰，也得到力量。
And today there are many people who have regained and regained comfort and strength from the words of God within the Bible.
有人在很伤心的时候，
And there are people who are in deep sorrow.
他看到神的话语，从圣经里面读到神的话语，他就好像被打了一剂强心针一样。
And when they read upon the words of God, it's as if they have been comforted.
所以神的话语，我们单纯的相信，然后我们就照着去做。
Therefore, for the words of God, we simply believe in them and will carry them out.
圣经里面没有废话。
And there's no extra words in the Bible.
每一句话都是值得我们相信的。
For every word is worthy of our belief.
每一个信息都跟我们有相关的。
And every message in the Bible is related to our life.
也都是对我们有造就的。
And all beneficial to us.
那我们从夏娃始祖他们犯罪的过程当中，我们也知道说，他们最后夏娃最后去伸手摘这个善恶果，就是因为他中了魔鬼的诡计。
And we know until the very end, Eve stretched out her hand to take this fruit is because she had been deceived.
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
And that is the desire of the flesh, of the eyes, and the pride of life.
那这些所讲的这些事情，其实都是从心里面发出来的。
And all of these things, they spring from our heart.
你看，当我们一个人如果会质疑神的话语的时候，
you can see if a person questions the words of God,
那表示我们的心其实已经偏离神了。
That can only say that our heart has already gone astray from God.
因为为什么我们会觉得说，神的话好像，我们会觉得说好像真的是这样子吗？
Because why is it today that we will question and ask ourselves if God's command or word truly so?
那表示我们对神的信靠已经不是百分之一百。
That only means we no longer have 100% of trust in God.
就像当初夏娃他会伸手去摘，他已经中了魔鬼的话，他认为神不够爱你们，神对你们有所保留。
Just as in the beginning, when Eve reached out her hand to take the fruit, that only shows that she no longer trusted in the Lord that God will love them.
我们今天如果不会顺服神的话，会觉得说神的话真的是这样子吗？
And today, if we cannot submit to the words of God, we will question, is God's word truly so?
那我们就用我们想法去想说，去找一个合理的解释。
Then we will try to reason ourselves, in a reasonable manner.
那最后我们一定找不到真理的。
And until the very end, we will never be able to find the truth.
因为真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Because the truth comes from Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们每一个人所看的都是有限的。
And today, all that we see are limited.
所以如果神感动我们，
Therefore, today, if God has inspired us,
我们才有可能看到真理。
Then are we able to see the truth?
如果今天没有圣灵的感动，
Today had not been for this movement of the Holy Spirit,
我们今天多少人是真的有学问的？
Then today, how many of us are truly knowledgeable?
没有。
We can say none.
因为你说 从原文上，从希伯来文，从希腊文来说，我们今天有几个人真的可以明白他本来人家原来的意思在讲什么？
Whether it is from the original Hebrew or Greek text, we can say how many of us truly understand what they are trying to say.
我们今天很多人读圣经都是读翻译的，我们今天看中文的圣经，我们看英文的圣经都是翻译过来的。
Today, the Bible that we read, whether in Chinese or in English, are all the translated versions.
但是那无所谓，不管今天我们是读什么样的语文。
But we know that's not important. Does not matter what language you read.
圣经里面它所记载的信息，基本上在翻译的过程里面都一定是被翻译出来的。
But the message or the meaning behind the messages have all been translated.
所以，其实我们自己用我们自己的想法去解释圣经是解释不来的。
Therefore, today, if we try to use our own will or own reason to interpret the Bible, then that is not doable.
因为这当中有太多，如果从学术上来说，是觉得说。不一定是这样，有可能是别样的。
And because there are too many places we might say that this is not this, this may be that.
但是，其实我们今天因为圣经的感动，所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们就看到，原来其实道理是很简单的。
But because we have been moved by the Holy Spirit, so when we read the Bible today, it will appear very easy to understand for us.
因为对神没有难成的事情。
Because to God, there's nothing that is impossible.
神真的关心我们的是，我们每一个人在他面前都能够是谦卑顺服的。
And what cares us most is that all of us are humble and submissive before Him.
然后神要给我们的，其实也是很宝贵的，就是要让我们得救。
And what God is to grant us is the most precious salvation.
救恩要给谁呢？
And who is the salvation?
给那个相信的。
It is for those who believe.
那谁会相信呢？
And who are those who will believe?
就是那个谦卑的。
Are those who are humble.
会觉得说我今天不行，我需要神的帮助。
Who deem that they are not capable and they need the help of God.
那这样子，神所说的话，我们就会去想，我们就会去做。
And by that, when we listen to the words of God, we'll meditate and carry them out.
那所以，最根本的原因在哪里？在我们的心问题。
And what is the most original problem, and that lies within our heart.
所以我们看始祖他们犯罪的时候，他们所做的这件事情是得罪神的事。
So when we see when our ancestors sinned, what they had done was something sinning against God.
那我们今天要先约束我们的心。
And today, first, we must restrict our heart.
我们的心会决定我们所做的事。
Our heart will decide or determine what we do.
所以箴言第四章才会这样说。
This is why it is said in Proverbs chapter 4.
我们看箴言第四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章二十一节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21.
我们从第二十节开始。
Let's read from verse 20.
二十节说：“我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。”二十一节。
21.
都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你的心中。二十二。
22.
因为得着他的，就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。二十三。
23.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。那这里看到圣经里面他那个信息是像一个做父亲的他呼吁他的儿子，你要听我的话。
Yeah, so we can see this message is like in a father telling the son, you must listen to my words.
你要把这些话语把它记在心里。
And you must keep these words in your heart.
这样做了就得到生命了。
And by doing that, you will obtain life.
又得了医全体的良药。
And you will receive the medicine to your whole body.
就表示说今天我们在我们的生命当中所遇到的每一件事情，神的话语都会给我们帮助。
Only means that for everything that we encounter in life today, God's word will bring us strength.
那所以二十三节它的结论是要保守心胜过保守一切。
Therefore, the conclusion, verse 23 says, above all else, you must guard your heart.
如果我们的心是顺服的，我们的心是谦卑的。
If our heart is submissive, it is humble.
我们对神的话语就会吸收，就会去想。
Then we will be able to observe and to reflect on God's words.
所以。今天我们每一个人呢、啊，要常常去想想，我们今天对神的信靠到底到什么程度。
Therefore, today we must always ask ourselves, how much is our trust in God?
我们读圣经，我们到底用什么态度去读它
？When we read the Bible, with what kind of attitude or mindset do we read of it?
我们要先相信这是神的话语。
We must first believe that this is the word of God.
所以，当我们在读创世纪的时候，我们会读到很多有一些现在看起来很多。所谓的考古学或者是人类学他们在研究的，我们觉得说到底谁是真的。
Yeah, so when we read the book of Genesis, we may find any different archaeology or different aspects that we may ask ourselves.
地球几年了？
And how many years did the earth exist?
这个宇宙到底有多久了？
And how long has the universe existed?
人到底存在这个地球上有几多少年代？到底是几亿年呢？几千万年呢？还是有人说的几千年呢？
Or how long has mankind dwelt in this earth? Is it a few million years or trillions of years or only thousands of years?
创世纪里面他讲了四件很重要的事情。
And Genesis records four very crucial events.
就是在远古时代里面我们人类不曾现场亲临的事件呢。就是我们现在的人都不知道以前发生过的事。
And that is, it records, incidents that happened before time, man ever existed.
就是这个世界怎么来，这是神的创造。
And that is how this world came about, that's through the creation of God.
这个罪怎么会进入这个世界，今天为什么今天世界是这个样子的。
And how did sin enter into this world, why is the world we live in such a way?
圣经里面所记载那个洪水毁灭世界当世代是怎么发生的。
And the Bible records how the flood destroyed the world and how exactly did that take place.
今天为什么这么多人种，这么多语言。
And today, why are there so many ethnic and races in this world?
语言真正的来源在哪里。
And what is the root or the source of the language?
所以创造罪、洪水灭世以及巴别的混乱，这个就是远古时代的事件非常重要的大事情。
And so the four major events in, before time, that is creation, the flood,And the language.
就是巴别事件的。
And the
巴别塔的
incident of the Tower of Babel.
就是这些事情我们都是看圣经我们才知道的。
And all the things we can only understand when we read the Bible.
这四件事情都跟救恩有关系。
All these four incidents are related to salvation.
神所把这些事情启示当时候他的仆人摩西让他了解把他记录下来。
And God had revealed these incidents to his servant Moses so he could record them down.
告诉我们什么？
What does that tell us today?
告诉我们今天神原来创造一个美好的世界。
And we tell us that originally God had created a beautiful, wonderful world.
在那里人称为神的儿子。
It was there that men were called as children, the sons of God.
神是一个，神所造的每一件事情都非常好。
Everything that all God was created had been well.
但是后来这个世界变了。
But after that, the world had
changed. 怎么来的？
How did it come about?
这个神的仇敌，魔鬼撒旦，他怎么样诱惑了这个被造的人？变成今天这个世界。
And how did the enemy of God, the Satan, the serpent, deceive the man created by God and had this world turn into the way it is today?
这些事件，圣经透过神的启示把它留下来给我们知道。
And all these incidents were recorded down through the revelation of God.
要让我们接着他们所发生的事情看到将来主耶稣基督他所留下来的救恩，就是现在我们所看到这个应验的。我们现在了解了。
And through what had happened in the past is to tell us and to testify to us of the salvation our Lord Jesus Christ has left behind for us.
那我们现在在看这个圣经里面的这些故事的时候，我们就不是在看故事了。
So when we read of the stories in the Bible, they are no longer simply stories.
我们看的每一件事情都要跟我们的救恩有关系。
Every incident that we read upon is directly related to our salvation.
所以我们在看亚当夏娃他们犯罪的时候，我们就要想，今天我会不会一样在伊甸园里面？在神的教会里面失落了这个救恩呢。
We read upon the incident of Adam and Eve sinning, then we ask ourselves today, will we also be deceived and sinned within the church of God?
如果他们有神跟他们常常在一起，他们都可能会被迷惑了，那何况我们呢？
If they could be deceived with the constant abiding of God, then what about us today?
那我们一定要非常小心的知道我们是谁。
And today we must be very, very careful and to know who we are.
我们是受造的。
We are the created.
我们永远不会跟神一样啊。
We will never equate ourselves to God.
因为神是造物的神。
For God is the creator.
我们人是被造之物。
As for man, we are the created.
当初魔鬼诱惑夏娃的时候是说，你如果吃了，你就会跟神一样。
In the beginning, when serpent deceived Eve, he said, "When you eat of the fruit, you will be like God."
你跟神一样，知道善恶。
And you will know right and wrong or good and evil.
当然我们知道那时候的夏娃至少他知道我们说这个就是今生的骄傲要想要跟神同等。
But at least we know that during that time, Eve, he had the pride of life, he wanted to be equal to God.
他对神的爱就觉得说神好像不够爱他们。
So she might felt to herself that God had not enough love for them.
神有保留。
God had reservation for himself.
其实神没有保留。
In fact, we know God had no reservation.
神为了这个人的生存创造一切都很美好的一个完美的世界。
It was for the survival of mankind that he had created this wonderful, beautiful world for them.
那这个想要跟神同等，这个就是一个骄傲的意念。
And this thought of wanting to be equal to God is a thought of pride.
那这个骄傲的意念，其实我们现在看到就是带来的就是羞耻。
But we can see what this thought of pride brought about was only shame.
因为当他这样想的时候，当他吃了之后，他所看到的并不是。哇，我知道善恶，而是看到我自己没有穿衣服，赤身露体。
After she thought of this and ate of the fruit, what she had only seen was her own nakedness.
所以我们就看到说，圣经里面在讲箴言说，骄傲来，羞耻也来。
And so in the book of Proverbs tells us when pride comes, shame will follow it.
这真的是这样子的。
And that is true.
其实我们今天要很清楚的知道我们是受造的，很多事情我们看不明白。
Therefore, today we must have a clear understanding that we are the, we have been created, so there are many things that we cannot yet understand.
别的事情我们不用说了。
And needless to say other things.
常常我们就问我们自己，我到底了解我自己多少？
So what we can do is ask ourselves, how much do I know myself?
我们真的知道，我们真的认识我们自己本身的弱点跟我们的优点吗？
And do we truly know our own weaknesses and our own virtues?
很多时候我们自己搞不清楚我们自己的。
But so oftentimes we do not even know ourselves.
那何况说我们要去了解说神的很多事情。
And needless to say, we try to understand many things or mysteries of God.
或者是我们会去判断说，哎，这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样。
Or perhaps we may make a judgment. This person is like this, and that person is like that.
因为最近网络里面所传的一个信息，就是会让我们觉得说，哎，好像教会里面什么事情是不公平的。
And because in the emails, some emails are spreading recently, portrays a message that a certain person or certain incident within the church is unfair.
其实神是知道的。
But the truth is, God knows it all.
魔鬼也知道。
And Satan knows it all too.
但是魔鬼的做法就是要让教会的每一个人都互相的猜疑。
But the work of Satan is to cause this doubt and confusion amongst all the brothers and sisters.
让教会跟信徒当中就失落那个信任感。
So this trust will be lost between the church and the members.
所以今天我们要很小心的，其实我们自己本身我们知道的有限。
But today we must be very careful because what we know is very limited.
看到网络这些消息的时候，我们一定要谨慎。
And when we read upon these emails, we must be very careful.
那我们如果会有这个警觉的心呢，我们就不会受迷惑了。
So today, if we have this hot, watchful heart, then you will not be deceived.
我们如果看那个夏娃她所做的事哈
，If you look at what Eve had done,
她的事情是，哎，她把她的果子拿给那个亚当吃，亚当就吃了。
And what she had done, she gave the fruit to Adam, and he ate of it.
那对亚当来说好像很自然哦，夏娃给他吃的，给他的东西，他就把它吃下去了。
It's very natural for Adam to eat what Eve had given him.
那我们就看到说，这个罪真的是有很强的影响力。
We can see how great of an influence sin had.
今天对亚当夏娃来说，他们因为是夫妻的关系。
And today, speaking for Adam and Eve, perhaps because they were husband and wife.
那我们也相信亚当夏娃他们应该是本来都很相爱的。
We can believe that in the beginning they love each other.
因为在神的创造的伊甸园里面，这个婚姻是美好的。
Because the marriage created within God's Garden of Eden, it was wonderful.
但是亚当他，当他接受了夏娃给他这个果子的时候
，the moment that Adam had accepted this fruit given by Eve,
他就已经忽略了神的存在了。
And he had already neglected God's existence.
忘记了。在他们当中有神，神说过的一句话很重要。
He had already forgotten that between them there's a very crucial instruction that God had given them.
你吃日必定死。
The day you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die.
但是这个时候，往往就是人跟人之间的关系会超越了神的警告。
But that is also the time when the relationship between men will surpass the commandments of God.
所以有时候罪的影响会因为人的感情而出现的。
And we know the influence of sin sometimes may arise from the relationship between men and men.
我们如果存着敬畏神的心，我们一定可以超越这个问题。
But if we can always have this fearful heart toward God, then we will be able to surpass this problem.
我们也如果也能够真的清楚的知道说神所说的话。没有那个打折扣的时候。
And if we can also truly understand that there is no taking shortcuts to the words of God,
我们也不会很轻易的接受那个会得罪神的事情，我们不会受影响。
And we're not so easily being influenced or accept those things that will sin against God.
我们都知道罪像笑一样会让整个团发起来。
And we know sin is just like yeast that will cause the whole the dough to rise.
所以我们今天看到夏娃所做的这个得罪神的事。
So today, when we see the sinful thing that Eve had done against God,
我们常常要想一想看。
Then we often need to think to ourselves,
我今天做的事情是得罪神呢，还是让神觉得说，哎，你这个是一个又良善又忠心的好仆人。
For the things that we have done today, we ask ourselves, is this pleasing to God, or have we sinned against God?
我们如果每一个人都能够把神的话语记在心里，
if all of us are able to keep the words of God within us,
那从圣经里这个人物里面，他们所走过的路，然后得教训。
And then we'll be able to learn the teachings from all the experiences, the characters in the Bible.
那我们在读圣经的时候，我们一定会看到那个真理，我们一定会得造就的。
Then when we read the Bible, we will see the truth and be edified.
我们对神的信靠越来越确定。
And we will have a firmer trust in the Lord.
那我们对真理的认知也越来越深入。
And we have a deeper understanding and belief in the truth.
不管有什么样的迷惑的事，我们都不会被影响。
And no matter what kind of deceptions are out there, we will not be deceived.
紧紧地抓住神。
And we hold on to God firmly.
相信神的应许。
And to believe in God's promises.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
And may the Lord guide us.
我们来唱诗。
And sing Him together.
364首。
Sing Him 364.